on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame.
Yes, this is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and you're listening to our Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. And as we move toward Easter, it's time for us to remind ourselves of the miracle of Jesus' birth, his death, and his resurrection. So it's completely appropriate that we begin today's program with Al Green singing "The Old Rugged Cross." Glory United Ministries welcomes you. Yes, Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. In this moment, Lord, we send up our prayers and we stand, Lord, before your throne, knowing that you in this moment are showering us with your blessings and your love. Lord, we ask that you give us mercy, that you forgive us, Lord, continuously. Not only has Jesus forgiven our sins, but on a day-to-day basis. Lord, I'm talking about the sins of anger, the sins of upset, the sins of sorrow and sadness, anything, Lord, that puts a shadow on how we view you, how you allow us to be in your kingdom. Lord, we ask that you send your blessings out to our children, our grandchildren. Lord, send your blessings out to our friends, to our enemies, to our co-workers. Lord, we ask that you shower us every moment with the joy, happy, anointing, and love that you have for us. Lord, we ask in this moment, and we ask always, that we be continuously lifted up in your presence. Distractions, any interferences that there might be, Lord, We release those, and we ask that you, Lord, absorb them into the divine holy light, and Lord, that you fill us with your healing, your kindness, your joyfulness, your grace. Lord, Lord, just bless us. We worship you. We adore you. We absorb ourselves in you. Lord, take away from us. Cleanse us, Lord. Make us white. Spiritual energies, Lord. White and as clear and clean as you can possibly make. Lord, we bow before you humbly and submit to your will, knowing that you guide, lead us every moment. These blessings we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Then it's over, that your life is done.
Your best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
Care what people told you, you ain't seen no
you ain't seen your best day.
Oh, what a
my. You ain't seen your best day yet.
Stay in the faith, my sister.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
Stay in the word, my brother, my brother, my brother,
you
my
ain't
brother.
Seen your
I see you eagle, I see you flying high.
Friends, this is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott once again, thanking you for tuning into the program. You're probably listening to it from the archives, and I want you to know that Pastor Patricia Benjamin will be with us in a very few. But before I bring her to you, I want you to know that while sitting here, God asked me, directed me to turn to 1 Kings 3. And I know you all may remember the story. It's about Solomon exercising his wisdom. And the question that we want to consider as we move into the day is, are you making the wisest, the godliest choice in your life? Now, in this chapter, which you may remember, it says, this is verse 16, "Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And one woman said, Oh, my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. And I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after I was delivered that the woman was delivered also, and we were together. There were no stranger in the house with us, save these two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night." And she goes on to tell the king about how the woman whose child died in the night, because she laid on top of her, switched her baby with her. "And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, it was dead. And when I considered it in the morning, it was not my son, which I did not bear." And the king goes on and says, well, let's just take the baby and cut him in half. And the woman spoke up and says, no, give the child to the other woman. And in that moment, Solomon exercised his wisdom and made the godly choice and said, give the baby to the woman who wants to protect the child. So think about the choices, dear friends. I want to encourage you. God wants to encourage you to make the godly choice that is for the good of all. Yes, indeed. And Solomon, in his wisdom, gave us a clear example of how we need to make the choices in our life as we go forward, because we know the best days are yet to come.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best
is
yet
Welcome once again to Glory United Ministries, and I want you to know that on the line we have with us our beloved Pastor Patricia Benjamin, who is prepared to give us the message of the day. Pastor, your line is open. Amen.
Amen, 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 for this is the day that the Lord he has made, and we shall rejoice and be totally glad in it, for my God is still working miracles with signs and wonders. I tell you, this has been a blessed March for me so far. I just thank God for receiving the miracle that he had in place for me. And I just want to speak a word to my own self this morning and tell, as the Irish would say, tell myself that I have not seen my best days yet. For I heard thank you, sweet Jesus, for eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that God have in store for me. And I just wanted to speak to myself, because the word of God tells us that physician, heal yourself. Many times we go around. Own self this morning that I haven't seen my best days yet. Hey, God. And for the day of miracles, are not over. Hey, God, I thank you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm excited. And when we get excited, we shout. Ah, but I feel like popping up, getting my dance on, but you wouldn't be able to see me getting my little dance on. So I'll shout with my voice for your best days is yet to come. And I'm so grateful. The enemy is trying to afflict my throat right now, but it's all good because he is no match for the Jesus that's on the inside of me. Greater is he that is within me than he that is of and in the world, because I've got a God that specializes in making the impossible possible. And I bless his name on this morning. I apologize for clearing my throat, but it seems to be a drip going on. But it's all good. Before the time is over, we will be doing as Solomon, as the doctor read from Kings. And I love that story because a real mother doesn't want to see anybody's or anyone's child in harm's way. As we watch the television and we see the little children that's being abused and killed and raped, molested, all these things, abducted. When we hear of this on the television, our heart goes out for that mother, that father, for that parent, because every parent doesn't want to see another child in harm's way. When I see the little children on the television from St. Jude's and they have cancer in their little young bodies and the mother is holding her child, my heart goes out for that mother, and I pray her strength in the Lord, because it is a task. I work in that medical field, and when you see people sick, it's not a good thing. And when you have loved ones in your family that got illnesses, how could you not be so compassionate towards someone else's problems that they have? So Solomon today is remembered for the wisdom that God imparted in him to know that the natural mother said, my child, I don't want my child cut in half. The woman who had already lost her child through death had no heart. She had no feeling. She was bitter because her child had died. And she said, well, why should my child be dead and hers live? So it's okay with me if he wants to cut the child in half. At least I'll have something. But God allowed the wisdom to come through by saying, nuh-uh. The real mother said, no. Uh-uh. No, do not cut the child in half. Just give her the child. Let the child live. And that's the decision that we have to come to. This is Lent, and we're preparing for Easter. And Jesus Christ made that same choice because of sin in the world. He had to leave his mighty throne in glory and come down to earth in the flesh to redeem us so that we could choose ye this day who we will serve. Either you'll serve man, you'll serve Baal, and or you will serve the true and living God. You will walk in the light, and the darkness will not be able to be a part of your life. You cannot be both. You cannot be in light 1 minute and darkness the next. You have to have a oneness of mind here. Jesus said you're neither hot nor cold. You're lukewarm, and he doesn't like lukewarm people that call themselves Christians or givers of light or givers of hope or givers of help. Either you're going to be for me all the way or you are against me all the way. You're not hot. You're not cold. You're lukewarm. I will spew you out of my mouth. In other words, I will vomit you up out of my loins. You're none of mine. I can't claim you. The devil can't claim you because 1 minute you're his, the next minute you're not. So where are you? Where are you? But you've got to make a decision of whose side are you leaning on. And there was a song that I used to sing some years ago, and the song went like this. Whose side are you leaning on? Leaning on the Lord's side. Whose side are you leaning on? Leaning on the Lord's side. Whose side are you leaning on? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. So whose side are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the Lord's side, or are you flip-flopping? Ah, you better make a decision today. That for God I live and for God I'll die. Whose side are you leaning on? Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I thank God for that scripture that was read on this morning to let you know that, yes, there are choices in our life that we must make, and we must abide by the choices that we have made, particularly when we are children of the Most High God. We can't be in today and out today. We can't live a flip-flop life. We don't have a windshield wiper mentality when we've been born again. Ah, you've got to make a decision. And once you make a decision to live so that God can be the head of the life and your life, and God is the joy and the strength of your life, and God himself, he moves all pain, misery, and strife. God is. Oh, bless the name of the Lord on this day. And I hope that this message encourages you to do the right thing, to make the right choice, obey the golden rule, and follow the right choice. For his eyes are on the sparrow, and I know that he is watching. He's watching. Oh, yes, he is. He's watching. And I heard the preacher, the late, great Charles E. Quillen said, for my God is riding all the time. He sits high and he looks low. He sees all that you do and he knows where you go. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Whose side are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the Lord's side? And when you find that you are leaning on the Lord's side, there is nothing that the Lord would withhold from you, his children. Oh, yes. as he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. But wouldn't it be better to know that because I am in alignment with God's word, that I can ask what I will, and it shall be done? You'll go against all odds because he maketh the crooked places straight. Ah, make a decision today. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Or are you going to serve Baal and do the things of the enemy, the devil, Satan, Lucifer? Are you going to follow his destruction, or are you going to do like the songwriter said, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Are you looking today unto the hills from whence cometh your help? For your help cometh from the Lord. Are you? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? For my help cometh from the Lord. And knowing that the Lord is your help, why is it so hard for you to make a decision to follow the word of the Lord, the will of the Lord, and hold fast to what you know? Why is it? That's a question. Why can't you remain hot? Why is it that you want to become lukewarm when it comes to Jesus Christ, who bled and died? And he, can you just see him preparing to go to Calvary on your behalf so that you would have a choice? Had Jesus not came to earth and died, suffered persecution for your sins, you would not have a choice today. But because he thought it not robbery that you be put in a burning hell without a choice, say, hey, it's not my fault. I was put here by another man's doing, by another man's deed. But Jesus said, I'm going to wipe that away with my blood. My blood is going to cleanse you of that thought. I'm going to use my blood to give you a choice to have the right decision made for your life. Choose ye this day. You can look and live, or you can look and die. You can choose to go back to heaven with the Lord, or you can choose to go to hell. The choice is yours. Jesus has nothing to do with that. Oh, yes, I know, I know, I know, I know. That when we die, our soul goes back to be with the Lord. But when judgment day comes, when every man is going to be dealt with according to his deeds, that's when that decision will really count. Whether you chose to be with the Lord or you chose to do it my way. Come on, people. Come on. Let us all come to Jesus while we still have the blood yet running warm in our. Don't wait until you're on your dying bed. You may not get the break that the thief got on the cross when Jesus said, today I'm taking you with me to paradise because you called out upon me. See, there was no remission for sin at the time of the thief on the cross. Jesus had not died yet. So therefore, He was able to say, I'm taking you now. But you have been here day after day, month after month, year after year, and you're ignoring him. And now you lay stretched out in a hospital on your dying bed, and you feel like, I can call him now and I'll go to heaven. But you will go to heaven, but what will happen on Judgment Day is what will determine where you will spend eternity. So if you chose not to be a child of God in the fullness, then I think you can figure it out from that point. And I don't preach doom and gloom, but sometimes we have to let you know that your decision that you make determines where you spend eternity. Solomon, there was two decisions and one lie. The woman who lost her child lied through death. She lost her child through death. The other woman's child was lost through life. One was living and one was dead. Solomon made a decision. The woman whose child was still alive, and she knew that that was her child, she made a decision. Her decision was, do not cut the child. Let the child live. Solomon's decision was, give the child to the one with the compassion, because the one with the compassion is the real mother. You see these decisions being made here in the midst of a lie? Mm-hmm. Just think about it. The lie was told. Somebody said a lie was told, gonna put a mark on your soul. But look at the miracle here. Solomon having the wisdom to make the right decision. And the Lord have done that with you. He's given you enough wisdom to know whether Jesus is Jesus and Jesus is Lord, or whether the devil is the devil and he's against what God speaks about. So I just wanted to encourage you today. Our time is drawing nigh. I'm feeling good down in my sanctified soul. I really thank God today for that message that came from Dr. Scott about making a decision and making the right decision. Some of you are faced with obstacles when you hear this message through the archives or by way of telephone if you're listening live today, or however way that this message gets to your hearing. Some of you are standing at a crossroad right now and you need to make a decision whether I look to the left or do I look to the right, and which way do I go? Or do I do as Moses instructed the children of Israel? He told them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Some of you are at this crossroad and you must. You cannot rely on your own conscious decision to be the right decision. So I would suggest to you today that you get there at your crossroad and you stand still. Still looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You cannot fix this. Your decision will not be the right one. But I tell you, if you put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the waters, put your hand in the hand of the man that calmed the sea, he can make the right decision for you. He can make the right choice for you, but be still and know that I am God. That is a word to someone today that listening to this broadcast, You have made a decision that wasn't the right one. But I hear God say, stand still and see my salvation. I'm going to bring you into the land of the right choice, the right decision. For I am the Lord thy God. And you have shipwrecked. But I'm going to step in the midst of this trouble. And I'm going to step in and I'm going to turn it around for you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody come on and clap your hand and tell God thank you. Come on and clap your hand. Come on, clap your hands and tell God thank you. Yes, for he is Lord. And he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord, and every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Don't you forget that. Don't you forget that. For God is worthy of all our praise, and his son, Jesus Christ, is worthy alone, because he said, I and my Father, we are one. From the time this year has hit, from January 1 up until this point now, I've heard nothing but of funerals, deaths of people that I know directly or indirectly. From New York to Delaware, from Delaware to Tennessee, from Tennessee down to Florida, from Florida into South Carolina, from South Carolina into North Carolina, I've heard nothing but of deaths that take place. And either I know the person that passed, or I know the person that passed, family member, or their good friend. It's no time to be playing around. Time is winding up. You don't know the day nor the hour that the Lord will call you home. So you need to make the right choice. You know what? The beautiful part about dying is knowing that if I die, I will live again with Jesus forever in a prepared place for a prepared people. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. You have to be prepared. In Revelation, it let us know that you got to have that seal in your forehead. Oh, yeah, I know you don't like reading the book of Revelation because it's scary, but the book of Revelation prepares you to meet the Master. Yes, it does. I hope that this message has been a blessing to you, for we are preparing again for Easter, where Jesus carried that cross for you. While he was on the cross, I was on his mind. No, I had not been born yet, but he already knew who I was, and he knew what time that he was going to send me down to the earth. And he knew that I was coming down into a sinful earth, nothing that I had anything to do with directly, but indirectly would come out of Adam, because Adam was the first man, Eve was the first woman. So we're all born out of that. And yes, God loves us enough to say, my son will come, and he will fix what's broken. But there's a but there, a B-U-T but. My son with his blood will fix what is broken. But you have to choose between what's been broken and fixed, or what is yet still broken. So I just want to say hello to those of you in Radio Land. A special shout out to my aunt who supports me on Thursdays, my Auntie April. I'd like to say again this week to her, happy birthday, because this is her month, the month of March in which she was born. And I just thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for the blood. For, remember that there was a choice made through the wisdom of Solomon to give the baby to the one who brought the baby in the world by the compassion that she showed towards the baby. She could have said, I'll take half of the child and let that old wicked woman with her lying self have the other half. But the mother said, no, I'd rather not have the child cut at all. Let the liar have the child. But God said, a liar cannot have the child. There's no truth in her, and she doesn't deserve to have the child. No telling what she would have done to the little thing. She was angry. She was angry enough. Read the story for yourself. 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, and I believe he said about the 16th verse. Read the entire chapter so that you can get the gist of it, get the understanding. You may have to read chapter 2 and then 3 and then 4, or maybe what else you need could be down in chapter 6. But I tell you, you ain't seen your best days yet. But make the right choice. Do the right thing. It's Easter season. It's Lent. Give God a little bit more of you. That's all he requires, is that you make the right choice. Are you going to choose God today? Or are you going to say, tomorrow I give myself, tomorrow? But the man said, you better choose the Lord today, for tomorrow, that's Brother Winans, for tomorrow very well might be too late. Your tomorrow could be today. So you better choose the Lord while you can. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Tomorrow, I give my life tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. Only the grace and the mercies of God that allow us to see a tomorrow. I read an article once that my tomorrow was yesterday, which was the day before. So you see, it just goes on and on, but you better choose with wisdom. I thank you, Dr. Scott, for being led of God this morning to read that word in our hearing. And I can just take one thought from a word and just walk with it the rest of the way. And I thank God for that gift that he bestowed in me to hear one word, and it will ignite what is in the inside of me. My baby leaps when I hear the word of God. I'm pregnant with the word of God on the inside of me. So therefore, just one word, I can hear just one word, and it causes my spiritual baby to leap on the inside of me, and it's like a well springing up, and the word of God just come forth up out of my loins. I thank him for that gift. Just one word. Just one word. And I can run with the vision from the one word. And I just thank God for that word on this morning. I will be making the right choice. I will be asking God for the wisdom to make other right choices. God, if I could just get my arms around the Lord right now and just give him a great big love offering, I could just hug on Jesus and just love on Jesus. Oh, and just thank God for Jesus. In times like these, we got to be very sure that we're making the right choice and the right decision. So don't let your baby die and then you want to watch someone else's child be cut into. Ask the Lord to help you to not be bitter. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Lord, help us to keep this day as you would desire us to keep this day. Lord, you told us to let every day be holy. And God, I'm aiming to keep the day holy. Sanctify myself before you and bless your holy name. God, give us the wisdom that we need to reach and make the right decision. And God, bless those that's at the crossroad, and some have made the wrong decision. But you'll meet them there at the crossroad, and you will show them which way that they need to go. God, I bless you for doing just what you said you would do. You said you would lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And God, for your name's sake, lead us and guide us. And the Holy Ghost has come as our comforter. And it said it will lead us and guide us into all truths. And God, we thank you for being led today by the Holy Ghost. God, I thank you for having the Holy Ghost abiding on the inside of my body. And I thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost, which is the truth of God on the inside, the Spirit of God on the inside. And it will lead us and guide us if we would but humble ourselves before the throne of God. If we would just but humble ourselves and listen to the voice of the Lord. Because God makes no mistakes and he leads us in the path. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, and God, we pray for all the bereaved families right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for life, health and strength. For I heard when I was leaving the hospital on Tuesday after my test, I heard the words of a song saying, here am I blessed with life, health and strength. For people are dying every day in the north, south, in the east, or the west. But I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. I am truly blessed. And God, I pray that all of the listeners can say those same words. Here am I blessed with life, health, and strength. For I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. Oh, God, I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, you, Jesus, you died upon the cross. And I know, yes, I do know, that it was the blood for me. It was the Savior's blood. His blood came streaming down. I know it was the blood for me. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing. But the all precious is that, though. That makes me white as snow. No other help I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And again, I say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen, amen, and amen.
Get ready to receive this blessing. These are my friends. Please welcome the Bolton Brothers.
Thank
you so much once again, Pastor, for that inspiring and uplifting message. We will remember to live in the choice and know that God is turning it around for us. So we will go out with the Bolton brothers, and I know it was the blood, picking up on your closing thing.
I wonder how the Lord Jesus died upon the cross. The blood came streaming down. Blood came streaming down for me. Oh, when I was lost, he died. He died upon the cross. And I know that it was.
I know it was.
The blood. Yeah. Bishop. Yeah. They nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross.
Yes, I know it was the blood. I want to thank you once again for listening to Glory United Ministries. Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. I invite you to listen to our station once again on Tuesday evening at 7:30 when we're graced with the message, the Power Hour, from Apostle Cheryl A. Wade. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll sign off now.